And something that's a little umbrella shaped thing that goes up in the woods and fields after it rains.
I know it's your toadstool, but it's a. I can't think of the word.
Do you ever hear mushroom?
Yeah, mushroom.
What's the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool?
You can eat the mushroom, but you can't eat the toadstool.
What can't you eat the toadstool?
It's supposed to be poisonous.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of melons?
You have watermelons, mushmelons. I guess you'd call a cantaloupe a melon, wouldn't you?
What's the difference between a cantaloupe and a mushroom?
Well, my father-in-law grew some mushmelons, and they kind of look like a watermelon, but they're smaller. They're green on the outside, and you know what a cantaloupe looks like.
Mm-hmm. What color was the mushroom on the inside?
I don't know. I never did cut it open.
Are there different names for different kinds of watermelons?
Yeah, I've heard of red-mated watermelons and yellow-mated watermelons. I don't know if that's the names of them. That's what I always call them.
Mm-hmm. How's the yellow meated one taste?
It tastes about like a red meated one does. It's just a different color.
Mm-hmm.
I think the yellow one, it might be a little sweeter than the red one.
Mm-hmm. Something that people smoke would be?
Cigarettes.
And?
Tobacco.
The brown thing.
Cigars.
And say if someone offered to do you a favor and say, well, but you don't want to accept the favor because then you don't want to feel like you owe them something. You say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
obligated. Obligated.
Okay. And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure, I do it. Sure, I.
I'd be glad to do it.
But I ask if you're able to. You say, sure, I.
I'm able, or, uh-huh. No, that's not what it is. I'd say I can do it.
Mm-hmm. And if you weren't able to, you'd say, no,
I'm not able to do it.
Well, I'd like to, but I just
can't do it.
And say there was a really bad accident up the road, but there wasn't any need to call a doctor, because the person was
dead.
Okay, or was what dead by the time we got there?
What dead?
You say he was done dead or already dead?
He was already dead.
Did you ever use the word done like that?
Done dead?
Uh-huh.
No.
And say someone asks you around sundown to do some work. You say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I, what, all I'm going to today?
I've done all I'm going to.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to?
No.
And you say, in a situation like that, he, what, to be careful, he? He really?
I don't get you.
Well, say, in a dangerous situation, a person.
A person.
What, to be careful, a person? Or you say, when it's raining like that, you know, you really, what, drive slower?
Try to drive slowly?
Well, I mean, you should. You say, you really?
I don't know.
Well, like, would you say, say someone, belongs to be more careful or ought to be more careful?
A person ought to be more careful.
Uh-huh. What about belongs to be?
Never heard of it that way.
Say if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.